Lawsuit: Medical groups take aim at RFK Jr. over COVID vaccine recommendations. By Amy Furr on July 8, 2025. A group of medical organizations filed a lawsuit Monday against U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and HHS over vaccinations. The news comes after Kennedy's action to remove a recommendation that healthy children and healthy pregnant women receive the coronavirus shot, NBC News reported. The outlet noted the lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, nixed the recommendation in late May, Breitbart News reported at the time. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC-recommended immunization schedule, Kennedy announced, reminding Americans that the Biden administration, as recently as last year, urged healthy children to get the coronavirus shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children. Indeed, former President Biden not only pushed the coronavirus vaccine on healthy adults, going as far as essentially deeming the unvaccinated unpatriotic and warning that his patience was wearing thin with him, but he also pushed it on healthy children. That push came despite the fact that data showed coronavirus hospitalization and mortality rates among children were incredibly low. Some of the organizations involved in the lawsuit against Kennedy include the American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Physicians Incorporated, American Public Health Association, and the Infectious Diseases Society of America, per the document. The lawsuit referenced Kennedy's video announcement posted on May 27, in which he was joined by the director of the NIH and commissioner of the FDA to announce that the specific recommendation had been removed from the CDC's recommended vaccine schedule. The plaintiffs want the COVID immunization recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women reinstated. Speaking of Kennedy, Dr. Georges Benjamin of the American Public Health Association claimed, "He's doing everything he possibly can to undermine vaccine confidence. Quite frankly, we've had enough." The Senate confirmed Kennedy as President Donald Trump's health secretary in February. Kennedy has emphasized his desire to end the chronic disease epidemic affecting so many Americans, and he also pledged to tackle obesity and ultra-processed foods as two key priorities that lie ahead, Breitbart News stated.